What's your thoughts on this too? So Ohio State and Marshall, they've met twice, right? The first game was in 04, and it was a 55-yard field goal by Mike Nugent that proved to be a game winner for Ohio State, and a game that probably most people didn't expect to be that way. The second game was, what, like a 45-7 win by Ohio State over Marshall, and but it was in 2010, so it was vacated. Are we allowed to talk about that? I don't know. Tim will have the answers on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now.
I mean, seriously. Yes, we could talk about that. Nobody came up to anybody with the Men in Black flashy pen thing and said, "You will not remember this anymore." Click.
I don't ask Tim.
It's the stupidest thing.
Tim, are we like, am I not supposed to remember the game in 2010 because the NCAA told me to?
Who is this? I've never talked to you people before. What's
That's up? True. Who is this guy? I'm sorry.
Something happened to Andy, Tim. No, I'm worried about it.
Like, this whole vacated thing is the dumbest thing ever.
It might be the dumbest thing ever. But for sure, when people look at your record over whatever time, and you broke NCAA rule or rules, and you were found guilty of it, there should be something there to denote that. Because you're in an organization, you're in a club, a fraternity, a loose gathering of people at a pub, whatever you want to call it. And you're expected to go by the rules, and when you get caught, yeah, maybe everybody does it. Maybe nobody does it except you. But the point is, when you get caught, you should have to pay whatever price you've agreed on as a member of the NCAA and probably voted on said penalties at one point.
Okay.
You should adhere to it.
Should,
and
though,
like
Tim.
When people think, well, should you penalize the kids, the poor kids that come after that? You know what? How else do you really penalize a university? You're really penalizing university because they're supposed to have the wherewithal and the
education. That's right.
They're supposed to have things in place that don't allow you to cheat. You're supposed to have a compliance department. You're supposed to tell the truth when these guys ask you questions. I mean, NCAA, compelling thing they have when it comes to investigating truly, except for hearsay, et cetera, stuff they gather from the media and maybe do a little investigating on, is an interview with you. And when you decide, you know what, you're beneath me, I'm not going to interview, I'm going to the NFL or whatever else, then the school deserves to be penalized for that.
What if said violation is not a violation in the future? Should it be able to be expunged?
Okay, my great example of that is, I live on Davis Road here. This is the opposite example, but I live off Davis Road out here west of Hilliard, Ohio. And let's say the speed limit on my road, my little country road used to be, was 35 miles an hour, and I got a ticket for going 45.
Yes.
20 years ago. Okay?
Yes.
Now let's say they turned it into a 4-lane divided highway and the speed limit's 60. Do I get my money back?
No, because they changed the stadium. But if the stadium stayed the same or the road stayed the same.
The point is, the speed limit was what it was, still is actually in the NCAA when it comes to having advanced scouting. But back then with Ohio State and stuff, the speed limit was what it was. Now, do I like the way the actual investigation was conducted when evidence was pointed this way or the other and that maybe things weren't as bad as some people thought, and the NCAA just basically said, nah, we're going to go with what we think. No, I don't like that aspect of it. That was a committee on infractions that did that. They were bound and determined to hammer Ohio State in some form or fashion, and they definitely did.
It still sounds stupid today that we say games are vacated. Like, I'm telling you, I swear – that Ohio State's basketball team with Scoonie Penn and Michael Redd went to the Final Four. I closed my eyes, and I think that they went.
Nope, got the flashy pen from MIB.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
you
can't remember. Of course they did. But you know what? Along the way, transgressions were done, and it is what it is. I mean,
I get what you're saying, Tim. I do. I appreciate your perspective on it. I just think we all – it seems silly when you're sitting on the other side of it.
You understand what I'm saying.
Oh, 100% I understand. Yes.
No, I'm just explaining – why these things happen the way they do. I'm not saying that whatever is right or wrong or the way I would do it, but the NCAA is the collection of schools. It is not.
That is true.
It is not Roger Goodell sitting up in New York, and making proclamations and rulings that usually more often than not favor the owners because that's who pays his That's who he works for.
Right. But Tim, we hide behind that NCAA thing. Like, you could easily go back, and I'm just reading that story off Channel 10, just saying the second game in 2010 was vacated due to NCAA sanctions. In essence, though, you could say it was vacated due to Ohio State sanctions because they are the NCAA, just like John Carroll is. Yeah, same thing.
And not only that, but, you know, Ohio State ended up turning itself in for a lot of that stuff. I mean, there was very little dug up by the NCAA. It was all pretty much by the media and by Ohio State itself. So Ohio State, you know, for whatever term you want to use, played the good citizen or the responsible citizen in that situation and took his punishment. Flip side, the funny thing about all that, of course, is money still talks, right? Because they let those guys play in the Sugar Bowl against Arkansas.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Against Ryan Mallett and Arkansas, and they won that game. It was a great game. That wasn't vacated. So it's really funny when you think about it, that game wasn't vacated, but probably every other game in that season was. I'm sorry, man, you got me riled up.
I got you.
I've been hauling grout, limestone screenings all morning. So,
man,
good for you.
I'm overheating down here. I'm about to quit.
The legend Tim May.
Tim May never quits.
I can't quit. You know why? Because I'm part of a family, and you know, and I'm taking my responsibility. Seriously, the problem with this whole thing with Michigan last year, when everything came to light, is how much they tried to turn the onus on whoever or whatever mechanisms turned them in, instead of just stepping up and going, you know what, Connor Stallions cheated, because it looks like the NCAA probably thinks that, right? Although we haven't seen the notice of allegations, and ever since Michigan got the notice of allegations, you know, the tenor that's been coming out of there has been totally different. So we'll see if we ever get the final word on what all went down and what all is going to go down.
I got to tell you, if we don't start talking about the game yet, I'm going to start talking about how Jim Harbaugh should be suspended.
The Marshall game?
I'm going to start. I know. But I'm going to start talking about how Jim Harbaugh, I think, should be suspended from the NFL because Trussell was suspended from the Colts. Yeah, I'm telling you, you want to get me going, that's all you got to do is bring that
up. That's called precedent.
The legend, Tim May, joining us on the North Upstate Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, speaking of NCAA violations, do we need to worry about that after Charlie Huff offered Ohio State players the all-you-can-eat Tudor's biscuit deal? We have to worry about this?
I think what he threw out there was that's the kind of NIL deal they could be running into, if, you know, just throwing it out there like a neon sign, free biscuits, you know, if you decide to come out of the portal and land at Marshall. How come I'm forgetting where Marshall is?
West Virginia.
It's in West Virginia.
I know it's in West Virginia.
Huntington.
The city. Huntington.
Yeah.
If you want to just decide to land in Huntington. But everybody's neon sign is flashing brightly these days. So that wasn't out of the ordinary. I think it was pretty funny. Even Ryan Day thought it was pretty funny.
Mm.
You know why? There's two reasons. Because it was funny.
It was true.
He knows number two. None of his guys are going there for biscuits.
Oh man, you made me cough. That was so funny.
Really?
No, you did.
Sounds like you're in a physical. Go ahead.
I've been coughing all day though. So listen, I'll get back to the Marshall game in a second. What'd you think about Adrian Wojnarowski leaving to go to St. Bonnie's to be a general manager? And this position of general manager in college is like hot thing. Like Tim May, I'm surprised you're not the general manager of a major university right now.
Yeah. I think it's extremely interesting because anybody in our line of business, the media, and I grew up a huge, huge college football fan, but football fan.
They're coming for you. The Hawks are coming for you, Tim May. I can hear them in the background.
Exactly. Dude, you wouldn't believe the wildlife that goes through our property here from one night to the next. There was a coyote dying about a quarter mile from where I'm standing yesterday. Somebody must have put him out of his misery. I know I didn't. I wouldn't own a gun because I'm not against owning guns. I'm just against me owning a gun. but that's another story for another day. I got a good anecdote about that, but it's somber. Let's keep it.
All right, let's not go somber. Yeah, let's go.
But what did you ask, man?
About general manager, about Adrian Wojnarowski. I think you were going down the
I used to sit. And when I was a young man, and you know, occasionally I still do this. And I would doodle plays, you know, offensive plays. I would doodle offensive play schemes out of certain sets, you know, from two tight end to three tight end to to two backs, three backs, one back, shotgun, write them down the line. But I would each one of those notebooks, I would, you know, little flip notebooks, I would fill up with what you could run, and then what you could run off of that, and then what you could run off of that, and then you had a little motion and what you could run off of that, and how you could just you could run out of one formation and run 100 plays out of the one formation, you know. And so would I have liked to have seen that come to fruition with a good football team? Absolutely. I mean, Marshall's coming in here with an air raid offense and a really aggressive – how many guys have they got? Usually on a play, they only have two guys down on the defensive line. And we'll see if that changes a little bit against Ohio State as the game progresses. But they just – they don't have the personnel yet to run efficiently and consistently what they want to run. But you can see what they're thinking. You understand what I'm saying? But you still got to beat – it still comes down to the Jimmys and the Joes rather than the X's and O's. But, yeah, would I like to see some of my stuff run by certain teams? Yes.
Wow. Tim, we're out of time. I can't believe it. We flew by. Look out. That hawk is looking at you like lunch. So
yeah,
I'm just worried
about that hawk for you.
Yeah, we need you to get inside.
You know, it's one thing when buzzards are circling you.
Yeah.
But when hawks are circling you, that's a total different dynamic.
All right.
When buzzards are circling you, you probably don't know it because you've gone on.
That's true. I have cartoon
first,
visions of you not being with us right now, so
hey,
for next
hey,
week.
First
so.
Come the hawks, then come the buzzards.
Thank you, Tim May. Thank
See you. Brother.
Talk to you later. Thank you. Make sure you check him out. Letterman Monroe. He is the legend. Tim May. Man, do we have to digress all the time on those interviews. Kevin Stefanski, press conference coming up. Baskin and Phelps.